The state is weighing in on a deal that could revive the defunct Tulsa-Quachief mine near Juneau. The company that owned the British Columbia mine went bankrupt last spring. Now the former CEO is part of a group incorporating in Canada as Chieftain Metals. The group hopes to buy the mineral claims and take over the project's Canadian permits. The potential for restarting the mine is renewing environmental concerns in Alaska about the project. From Member Station KTOO, Rosemary Alexander has more.
Redfern Resources filed bankruptcy in March 2009, before it opened the old Tulsa-Quachief mine. Since then, the company has been in receivership. Redfern president Terrence Chandler is one of three people incorporating as Chieftain Metals. While Chandler says he could not confirm or deny the formation of a new company, he also acknowledged it's a transaction in progress. He says he's not sure how long the process will take, which involves the sale of mineral claims as well as the transfer of Canadian environmental permits. Earlier this month, the British Columbia Environmental Assessment Office asked the state of Alaska and other interested groups to comment on the possible transfer to an unspecified company. But a Canadian corporation profile report shows Chandler to be an officer of Chieftain Metals, which incorporated in November. Whoever owns the mine, Alaskans for years have been asking,
how are they going to access the river?
The old mine is on the Tulsaquir River, a tributary of the salmon-rich Taku River about 25 miles south of Juneau. Redfern in 2007 abandoned a plan to build a road from the mine to Atlin, B.C., proposing instead to operate an air cushion barge up the Taku, using Juneau as a shipping hub. The hover barge would be towed by an amphibious vehicle known as an amphitrack. The vessels require permits from the U.S. Department of Interior, as well as Alaska Departments of Natural Resources and Fish and Game. When Redfern filed bankruptcy, the state permitting process was underway and no decision had been made. If a new company plans a similar operation, the process would start anew, according to Tom Crawford, the state's large mine coordinator.
Hover barge involved traversing land and ice and transitioning from water to land. There was a lot of open water on the Taku River this past winter, and I think that would be additional grounds for looking critically at the air cushion barge proposal, which, you know, for wintertime operations called for it to operate on top of the frozen river.
It may be some time before Chieftain Metals acquires the Tulsaqua and its permits, if it does. Comments are due Monday to B.C. environmental officials. Crawford says the state of Alaska is responding and mine access is a major concern. Commercial fishermen, native and environmental groups also worry about barging up the Taku River. Paul Otero commercial fishes and works with Rivers Without Borders. She says Redfern's track record has been poor, and knowing Chandler is part of a new company hoping to reopen the mine gives her pause. Rivers Without Borders plans to send comments to BC Environmental.
The issue is about the transportation corridor and the use of the river because of the incredible value of the Taku and what will happen if something happens with the water quality and destruction of habitat. I think we would like to see any transfer suspended or waited until we have more information about what their access plan is.
Another major concern is acid drainage from the abandoned copper and zinc mine. For years, the state and other groups have been talking to Redfern and Canadian officials about cleanup, with no resolution. The topic will likely again be part of the state's comments delivered to Canada next week. Meanwhile, $35,000 is in the legislature's capital budget for a study of the effects on the acid mine drainage on Taku River habitat. United Fishermen of Alaska and United Southeast Alaska Gillnetters believe the acidic flow is destroying prime rearing habitat and could have effects on future salmon fisheries. Chris Knight is executive director of the Gillnetters group.
You know, these fish are going out to sea and they're gone for 5 years. Whatever comes back to the river is probably as pristine can be. Probably the real concern would be eggs or something that's laying down in the acid area. There might be a dead zone or something like that. But that's our only real concern is about future generations being able to use that area for salmon habitat.
It's not clear if the Department of Fish and Game or Water Quality Division of Environmental Conservation would conduct the study. Knight says the information would be used to push the Canadian government to clean up the old mine. The Taku River is the largest salmon producer in southeast Alaska. McDowell Group research firm estimates its economic impact to the region at more than $25 million a year. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.